Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. It's been a great week being back together for the whole week and not having any fires to interrupt us. So next week, a couple of reminders. We don't have school on Wednesday, November 11th due to Veterans Day, so enjoy that day off. Our trimester ends next Friday, November 13th. And added into our updates and announcements page, there's a podcast called Forget Everything You Know About Your Dog. It's in a podcast called the Freakonomics Podcast. And this particular one, it would be a fun one just to listen to with your kids, especially if you have a dog. Parents, you may want to listen to it ahead of time just to make sure that you're okay with it. But Mr. Gray and I listened to it and we thought it was just kind of a fun thing to learn about. Especially right now, it's a little bit more lighthearted than everything that's been going on the last couple of weeks. So enjoy that if you would like to. There's no pressure, of course, just something fun that we thought would be different. In Reader's Workshop, we'll finish up our unit on nonfiction reading, our first unit on nonfiction reading. And we will be studying next week narrative nonfiction. So students will be reading more like chapter books, biographies, stories that are true. So if they have books at home that fit that category, they're welcome to bring them. I also have plenty of books here. And although we are unable to go to the library today, we might be able to go next week to check out books. But there will be plenty of books for the week in the classroom as needed. In Writer's Workshop, we'll also be wrapping up our unit on information books. And these are books that teach. So you are welcome to ask your child to show you all of the work that they've done. And one of the things that you can do as a parent, instead of correcting your child's writing, you might ask them some questions. So you might ask them what they've been working on as a writer. You can ask them to see where they've done that. And then you can also just kind of check in and make sure that their information book sounds like something that's teaching someone else about their topic. So it shouldn't be a story, although there might be a small one incorporated or a small opinion incorporated. The majority of the book should be a book that teaches. In math, fifth graders are going to continue our work with our Engage New York materials, which is a supplemental unit. We'll begin to study our operations with decimals, so we'll start with adding and subtracting. Sixth graders are going to take the week to review the ratios unit and also work on some extension activities, as well as reviewing basic skills and take one more basic skills quiz before the end of the trimester. Once the new trimester starts, we'll begin our next unit on unit rates and percentages, which builds off of our ratios unit. That unit is linked. There's some family information linked in our updates and announcements page. In history, fifth graders will continue to work on their study of the colonies in America, as well as their study of states and capitals. So they'll have their first quiz next week because we started a little bit late this week and they have a short week. Next week, they'll just have the quiz on the first 10. So the fifth graders will study the state, the capital, and where each state is. So those are the three things that they need to know for the quiz next week for their first 10 states. Sixth graders are going to wrap up their study of ancient Egypt, and then they will start to prepare for some fun projects using all that they've learned about ancient Egypt and put those into some hands-on projects. In science, both fifth and sixth grade will continue to work with their science lab teachers. And for sixth graders, it's their last week with Mr. Nelson as he is retiring to be at home with his wife. Which was not expected, but we do have a new science lab teacher coming. So once I have her information, I will share that with you. And sixth graders will continue to be going to science lab at the same time each week and on the same days. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to send me an email. I always am happy to help in any way that I can, and I hope you all have a wonderful weekend.